The Torah, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev, the Torah explains, V'ata Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elekecha Shoel Mi'imoch, what does Hashem your God ask of you? Ki im le'yiras Hashem Elekecha, only to fear Hashem your God, L'leches b'chol drachov, to go in all the ways of Hashem, U'ava Oysoi, and to love Hashem, and to serve Hashem your God with your full heart and your full soul. To keep the mitzvahs, the commandments of Hashem and His decrees that I've commanded you today. And all this is l'toiv loch, is to give Klal Yisrael toiv, to give Klal Yisrael goodness. That Hashem Yisbarach gives over His goodness to Klal Yisrael. That is the purpose of it all. Who here was on Route 9 today? Or the 70? Or County Line Road? You know that feeling. You're sitting there. Brake lights ahead of you. Traffic behind you. You're trying to get a child to playgroup. A son to yeshiva, to make it to Kail on time, to get to the grocery store before the rush. And in that moment, what do we feel? Frustration. We think, what a mess, what poor planning, this is chaos. We see a system that's broken, a town that's bursting at the seams. We see the friction, the delay, the annoyance, and we call this reality. But what if I told you that in that traffic jam, we are witnessing one of the greatest miracles of modern Jewish history, and we are missing it because we're too busy checking the clock? What if that isn't a traffic jam? What if it's a holy procession? Think about it. That minivan in front of you isn't just a car. It's a family that has dedicated its entire existence to a life of Torah. The driver is rushing, not to a corner office, but to learn a sugya, to learn the Talmud in depth, or to deliver a meal for a neighbor in need, to teach a class, to run a business with integrity, a business that supports Torah, a business that supports chesed, kindness, that supports our entire community. Every car is a vessel for a mitzvah. The thousands of cars are moving tens of thousands of children, our precious Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabban, to the hundreds of moishes, the hundreds of schools that are the engine of Klal Yisrael. This isn't chaos. This is the sound and shape of explosive, vibrant Torah growth. It is the logistical footprint of a community taking the mandate of Vishinantam Levanecha to teach our children Torah so seriously that it literally fills the streets. We see a traffic problem. Hashem Yisbarach sees the fulfillment of a prophecy. The problem is our vision. We're staring at the brake lights, but we're blind to the brilliance. We've been sold a lie about what reality is, because the most epic, the most mind-blowing, the most earth-shattering real thing is not the traffic. It's the purpose behind the traffic. And it's happening all around us every single second. I want to talk about a force that lets us see that purpose. It's called Yiras Hashem. The common translation, fear of God. It's a terrible injustice to the concept. Fear is a tiny, stuffy room in a basement with no windows. Yiras Hashem is throwing open the door of that room and discovering that you're standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon at sunrise with the entire cosmos wheeling above your head. It's not fear, it's awe. It is the ultimate reality upgrade, and it's based on two principles. Principle one, the universe is not an autopilot. A level of awe is Yiras HaRoimimus, awe of majesty. It's not just about appreciating that Hashem designed the world. It's about the shocking realization that He is actively running it right now with you in it. Think about the cup of coffee you had this morning. We thank Hashem for it with a bracha and move on. But let's look closer. For you to have that coffee, Hashem isn't just the architect who designed a coffee making system long ago. He is the power source and the operator in this very moment. He is actively willing the subatomic particles in the sun, 93 million miles away, to continue their dance of nuclear fusion. He is actively willing the weather patterns to move, the water cycle to operate, the laws of biology to function inside a coffee bean. He is actively sustaining the existence of the ship, the truck, the store, and the intricate network of your own nervous system that allows you to taste the coffee. The universe is not a wind-up clock that Hashem Yisbarach wound up at creation and let go. It's a projection. And Hashem Yisbarach is the projector. If Hashem Yisbarach were to stop actively thinking the world into existence for even an instant, everything would vanish. Our existence right now, sitting in our chairs, is an active moment-by-moment testament of divine will, the will of Hashem Yisbarach. He is thinking about us right now. How do we attain this? It starts with our brachos, our blessings. The next time we make a shahakal, pause. Don't just thank Hashem Yisbarach for making the coffee. For 5 seconds, let us think about the fact that He is currently sustaining the entire cosmos so that we can have this coffee. We're not just thanking a historical creator. We are acknowledging the active present King of the universe who is personally involved in our lives. That is awe. Principle two, we cannot argue with reality. Another level of awe is Yiras HaChet. It is often translated as fear of sin, but it is much deeper. It is the profound understanding that since Hashem Yisbarach is the ultimate reality, an act against His Torah is not just breaking a rule, it is an attempt to declare war on reality itself. It is an act of cosmic vandalism. We all have a healthy respect for the law of gravity. You don't jump off a roof because you're afraid. Gravity will get angry and punish you. You don't jump because gravity is an undeniable fact of reality. Jumping is an act of misalignment, and the result isn't a punishment. It's a natural, built-in consequence. The Torah's mitzvahs, the Torah's commandments are spiritual gravity of existence. They are the physics of the neshama. They are the description of how reality truly works. Let's take Lashon Hara, gossip. When one speaks Lashon Hara, what are you actually doing? You're not just saying mean things. You are taking a person, a complex, multifaceted being created in the image of Hashem, Yisbarach HaTzelem Elokim, and you are creating a false idol. You are creating a flat, ugly, two-dimensional, false reality of them and presenting that fiction as reality. You are literally introducing a falsehood, a piece of unreality into Hashem's world, which is built on the bedrock of MS, of truth. The damage that follows, the broken trust, the communal strife, the darkness isn't a punishment zapped from heaven. It's a natural corruption that a lie always introduces into a system of truth. You are trying to argue with reality, and reality always wins. How do we live this? Before we act, before we speak, we must ask ourselves a simple question. Is this aligned with MS, with truth? Is this action rooted in true reality of what Hashem wants and how He built the world? Or is it rooted in my own temporary false reality, my ego, my anger, my desire? Am I respecting the spiritual gravity, or am I about to take a leap of foolishness? This is Yiras Hashem, seeing the active, moment by moment, miracle of creation in everything, and understanding that the Torah is our blueprint for how to live successfully and joyfully within that miraculous reality. So next time one is on Route 9, stalking that river of brake lights, we have a choice. We can either see the frustrating, annoying reality of the traffic jam, or one can take a breath, look in our rear view mirror, and see the truth. See the holy procession. See the engine of Klal Yisrael. See the active hand of Hashem sustaining every single person in every single car. Don't just get through the traffic jam. Use it. Let it transform us. Change our perspective. Align ourselves with the real. And don't just survive the drive. Become a conscious part of that miracle. Our reality upgrade is waiting. It's right there in front of our noses. Don't miss it.